All right, time for Boots and Salutes on this Monday morning. Anything on your mind, we'd love to discuss it, and you can start things off on Boots and Salutes this morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. I want to thank the family that tried to help me get my car started yesterday at Walmart. I got a new car, and I didn't realize I had the valet key in the ignition. And when I finally looked, I found the right key, and the car started immediately. So I want to thank them because they spent over 20 minutes trying to help me, and it was really appreciated. Thank you.
Awesome stuff. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to give a great big boot to the crappy old time dance party on Saturday night. I've never heard so many violin pieces as I did that night. Thank you.
So you don't want violin anymore, ma'am? Okay. Again, I know that Jay does the best that he can with the music, and he tries to make everybody happy, and you can't please everybody all the time. If you can make half of the people happy half of the time, then you're doing a good job. That's what I've been told anyways. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We're terrific.
Good. I don't have a boot or a salute. I just need some information from you guys. All these guns that were turned into the police department, what do they do with them? Do they destroy them or do they sell them?
Oh, no, they'd be destroyed, I'm sure.
Oh, I wasn't quite sure. What they should do is auction them off and then give the money to the Wildlife Federation.
Yeah, but I think most of the weapons were prohibited weapons, though, right, that were turned in?
So you Yeah, I see.
Yeah, so you wouldn't want them to go back on the street, if you know what I mean.
Right, right, yeah. Okay, good enough. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Well, good morning. I want to salute that awesome Gord Bamford concert Saturday night out at Dakota Dunes. And for the lady that doesn't like violin, they had a violinist, and he played banjo and guitar, and he was awesome, too. They were all just excellent.
Yeah, he puts on a great show, and I'm glad you enjoyed.
He's a real class act. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning.
Hi there. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. I would like to make a salute, a big, big one, to all those fire people and all the helpers and everyone for that tragic fire. Well, it is tragic that I would beg to differ that it was not what I would call a controlled burn, because if it was controlled, I don't think it would have got out of control. But the firemen and everybody that pitched in and helped that neighbor, my hat's off to all of you. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I have a real boot for the decision that was made on the outdoor fire pits. There's what about the guy that has all those tractors? What about people fixing cars? And when we go to a meeting, we shouldn't have to have a letter in. We should be able to show up. Yeah, there was people that didn't show up because they don't give us enough time. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, it should be called the Ukrainian Dance Party, not the Old Time Dance Party. There's too much Ukrainian music. Sorry.
Okay. Again, can't please everyone. There's one simple way that we could please no one. Just throwing that out there. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute those people that volunteered to help at the collision of the Broncos. I really would like to thank them.
Absolutely. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Happy, happy, happy. I want to hear violins.
All right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I would like to say that this dance party is very good. And those people that don't know how to dance to violin music or Ukrainian music maybe had better learn. It's no different than any other kind of music.
Thank you for the call, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, yes. I enjoyed the old dance party, and I, too, want to hear more violin, more fiddle music. It's just, he does a fantastic job of the variety that he plays. A big salute to Jay.
All right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I got a boot for that old-time dance party. I never, ever get to hear any old powwow music. Like, you know, never any powwow music. Let's get some powwow music on there.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
I myself love the old-time dance party. Don't change it. And I'm a young lady, and I love it every Saturday night.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
Thanks.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, if you don't like the old-time dance party music, there's a button on the radio. You can shut your radio off.
Thank you. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. Those that don't like that Ukrainian music at the old-time dance party, I'll tell them there's two kinds of Ukrainians, those that are and those they wish they were. Thank you.
938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727 this morning. To get your thoughts and comments on the air on this Monday morning with Boots and Salutes. Good morning. Go ahead. Oh, sorry we lost you there. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. In the news this morning, you heard the three people being injured with a shooting that happened just after midnight in the 300 block of Central Avenue. Do you feel safe still in the city of Saskatoon? Are these isolated incidents? Are they becoming more frequent incidents? That's a question that I think maybe we all need to ask ourselves. Do you feel safe in the city of Saskatoon? You can weigh in on that at 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727, or anything that may be on your mind this morning. Hi there, Boots and Salutes. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm just sort of disappointed that you're cutting out a few things. Like, for example, you always used to give the lottery numbers. And I kind of miss that because when you're out in the, when I'm up at the lake and I don't have any, way of finding out the numbers, and I always used to, look forward to getting the numbers off of the radio, but not anymore. So I'm disappointed in the change that you folks deleted that. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the call. And again, when it comes to the lottery numbers, Western Canadian Lotteries decided where they wanted their numbers published. So there's a number that we can call. If you ever want it, you call us and we'll give it to you. Trust me. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
Good morning. Those complaining about the dance party will complain about everything and anything. It doesn't matter what you play for them. They will complain about it. They're perpetual complainers. Thank you very much.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I've got a boot to those that... Not all fire pit supporters or fire pit users, but those that are complaining about the smoke drifting into the city from those controlled burns and the other issues over the last few days. Why doesn't that bother you, or why is that bothering you? And why are you now complaining about loud motorcycles? How do you get through to these people? Thanks.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. All these shootings that are going on in the city, maybe the federal government and the RCMP should lobby the criminals to hand in their guns. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi. I can't believe that people need lottery numbers when they're at the lake. You can't buy them at the lake. You can't check them at the lake. You got a whole year to do it. What's the problem?
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. These people that are complaining about not having the numbers on the radio anymore, you know what? That place that you bought the ticket from will check that ticket for you. And there is a little machine there that will scan it for you and tell you whether it's a winner or not. Just because it's on the radio doesn't mean you can't check your tickets. You had to go and buy it, didn't you? Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I don't feel safe that much in Saskatoon anymore, and I've sold my home, moving out to a small town. My taxes were $400 a month, and my taxes out of town are $500 a year. And I got the same quality of home.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. You claim to be Saskatchewan's most listened to radio station. You know, about 11% of the population of Saskatchewan is Ukrainian. How come on the old-time dance music, it has to be about 50% Ukrainian? Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. Dave, I'd like to say that... that people that complain about lottery tickets that they can't check, they likely have too much money. Really, my friend, if you got a lottery ticket and you're at the lake, chances are you've already been made. Have a good day.
All right, and that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes. The lines are log jammed. Call in again tomorrow morning. We'll pick up the conversation at 10 to 8 after 8 o'clock. We've got your birthdays, your anniversaries, and your chance to be just like Mom to win your way to Shania Twain. We'll give you all the details coming up after 8 o'clock. Boots and Salutes this morning brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.